So we all have certain expectations in our lives. Of course, we have expectations from our friends, we have expectations from our parents, we have expectations from our siblings, we have expectations from our children, we have expectations from our employers, we have expectations from our teachers, we have expectations from our students, we have expectations from our co-workers, we have expectations from our neighbors, we have expectations. But have you ever wondered what Allah expects from us? I know you haven't. Well, the fifth and finally appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir alayhi salam, very beautifully and eloquently says, by Allah, He the Exalted expects of people but two traits, that they confess for Him the blessings in order that He increases His bounties for them, and that they make confessions about their evil actions, and then Allah forgives those sins for them. So along with all those expectations from all those different people that we listed in the beginning of this 1 minute, you need to add these two traits that is expected from Allah, our Creator, from us. Did you forget already? Number one, confess your bounties and your blessings in order for Allah to increase them for you. And number two, confess your sins to Allah and ask for forgiveness so that He may forgive them for you. This was 1 minute wisdom with you wherever you are.